An international human rights group says Bahrain's repressive political environment is not conducive to free elections.
By jailing or silencing people who challenge the ruling family and banning all opposition parties and independent news outlets, Bahrain is failing to create the conditions necessary for a free election.
Human Rights Watch says Bahrain's allies should encourage the government to take all necessary steps to reform laws undermining freedom of expression and assembly ahead of the upcoming parliamentary vote. The advocacy group said Manama allies should not give Bahrain a free pass and conduct business as usual while mass rights abuses persist. HRW also urged the Persian Gulf Kingdom to immediately free political prisoners and review its decision to shut down independent news outlets and opposition groups. Since the nationwide anti-government protests started in 2011, Bahraini authorities have detained scores of human rights defenders, journalists, lawyers, and opposition leaders. On that case, let's bring in Mr. Colin Cavill. He's a former lecturer with the University of Bahrain. Joining us from Bluefield via Skype, Mr. Cavill, it's good to have you with us. It's very interesting when you see a country basically coming down hard on media, journalists, lawyers, you name it, and while having this record of trampling human rights, holding elections while they have all the power to themselves. Your comments.
This is a monarchical dictatorship, so no one should be surprised that there are no freedoms in Bahrain. The elections that are being put forward starting on November 24th, they have a purpose, and that purpose is to fool the population, to make them believe that they have a say in who will govern them. But of course, as I just said previously, this is a monarchical dictatorship. In such a structure, in such a political structure, the people do not have any say in who runs the government. They are considered subservient to the royal family, and they are subjects of the royal family. So as far as having any rights or any type of citizenship rights that are known in other countries, does not apply to Bahrain, Mr. Zaidi.
Yes. Of course, Mr. Cavill, another thing that comes to mind is that, you know, as far as I remember, this is not the first time that an international body has come along and spoken against the human rights system in Bahrain, but very little basically has come out of it. This time it is the case of HRW. What do you expect, and what do you think really this time around, so ahead of the elections, is going to come out of this? So far, especially Bahrain's partners, international partners, are concerned.
Well, the purpose, as I said, is not only to make the domestic population believe they have a say in running the government, but as well, externally, to put forward a good face for Bahrain. So what the Al Khalifa ruling family will do with these elections is try to select a diverse parliament, both male and female, so as to indicate that Bahrain is presumably on some sort of progressive path toward democratic activism. Of course, nothing can be further from the truth. All of the candidates they select are all subservient to the Al Khalifa dictatorship, and they will do the bidding of the Al Khalifas as they are told to do. But for the world, for the external countries, they're to believe that Bahrain has some sort of democratic representative system. As everybody in your audience, very few people in the United States are aware that there is no democracy in Bahrain, and that this is a complete sham, and this is a ruse to pull the wool over the international public opinion's eyes.
Thank you very much. That's Mr. Colin Cavill, former lecturer with the University of Bahrain, joining us via Skype out of Bluefield.